Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, June 16th, 2026. Two scientists have been awarded fellowships to conduct research in Acadia National Park as part of an initiative of the Skudik Institute, supported by the David Evans Shaw Family Foundation, Sibley Saltonstall Charitable Foundation, and individual donors. Quote, Dr. Katie Castagno, director of the Land-Sea Interaction Program at the Center for Coastal Studies in Provincetown, Massachusetts, will study the impacts of past storms on Sand Beach, a unique feature and one of the most popular destinations in the park. Working closely with Tommy Tucker, a colleague at the center, Castagno will bring together several forms of data. Sediment cores in the lagoon just beyond the beach will show the effects of severe storms of the past, while salinity loggers will track present-day inundation of the lagoon with seawater. The study will also involve contributions from visitors in the form of a repeat photography station to document the impacts of specific storms on the structure of the beach. Deidre McGrath, a PhD student in anthropology and environmental policy, working with Dr. Bonnie Newsom at the University of Maine, will use drone-mounted sensors to access erosion rates of Wabanaki cultural sites. These shell mounds, which number in the thousands along the coast of what is now Maine, are rapidly eroding due to storms and rising sea levels. Working with tribal historic preservation officers and a drone pilot, McGrath will survey archaeological sites in Acadia. The resulting multispectral images can be compiled with detailed GPS data to create three-dimensional digital models to measure local erosion rates and inform decisions about how to protect important sites of cultural continuity. End quote. These fellowships are among some 90 research projects that will take place in Acadia this year, facilitated by the nonprofit Skudik Institute, Acadia National Park's primary partner in science and education. You can get more information about them at skudikinstitute.org. Nearly 100 billionaires and their spouses have donated to Susan Collins' re-election campaign, according to a new report by Josh Keefe in the Maine Monitor. Quote, the majority of the billionaire donations to Collins this cycle are from billionaires who made their money in alternative investments, including hedge funds and private equity. Ken Griffin, founder and CEO of Citadel LLC, donated $2.5 million to the Pine Tree Results Super PAC, the largest individual donation backing Collins since 2025. Steven Schwarzerman, the founder and CEO of Blackstone, dubbed the king of private equity, donated $2 million. Schwarzerman and the private equity industry were some of Collins' biggest boosters in her last campaign in 2020. Other billionaire Collins donors include Palantir co-founder Alex Karp, Melinda French Gates, the ex-wife of Microsoft founder Bill Gates, New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft, and, I hope I'm pronouncing these names correctly, Elizabeth Hewling, husband Richard Hewling, the main financial backer of the effort to place a referendum question about trans athletes on Maine's ballot this year. The billionaire donors supporting Collins have a net worth of $888 billion, or nearly nine times Maine's entire economic output in 2025. None are Maine residents. You can read Josh Keefe's full report at themainemonitor.org, and be sure to catch the Maine Monitor Radio Hour on the first Thursday of every month at 4 p.m. here on WERU. You can listen to archived programs and sign up for podcasts to all of our locally produced public affairs shows on our website at weru.org or wherever you get your podcasts. The 36th annual happening at Harry Brown's Farm in Starks is coming up this weekend. Organizers say, quote, the happening 2026 returns to Harry Brown's Farm from June 18th to 21st, bringing a full weekend of music, art, camping, and community to Central Maine. Now in its latest edition, the happening has grown into a beloved local gathering known for its immersive atmosphere and grassroots spirit. The weekend features three stages of live music, interactive art installations, and a wide range of activities included with admission. Highlights include musical performances by vocal powerhouses Liz Bills, Wilton, Maine's own Darby Sabin, and emerging improvisational rock band Big Shrimp. Sub-events take place throughout the weekend, including the Unicorn Tea Party, a Friday late-night experience combining live performances, tea service, and a crowd-judged costume contest. All weekend tickets include camping, parking, and access to all performers and activities with no additional fees. You can get more information at harryshill.net. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.